The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
SalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The following is a program heard recently here on the Don Kroah Show.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show. It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show, Monday through Friday. We do this together, talk about stuff going on. I call them matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I need to get informed about. But you'll often hear me say, let's get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. I'll tell you what, with everybody kind of scrambling these days in a certain sense to know what to do next, educational institutions across the nation, from preschool all the way to colleges and universities, are looking for ways to either continue or reestablish their students' educational opportunities in the midst of this, what we call COVID-19 pandemic. And one of them, a great university, as you know, Regent University, located in Virginia Beach, matter of fact, founded back in 1978, and now over 11,000 students studying online. They're on the front line of facing and resolving some of these challenges. And as a matter of fact, joining me to talk about some of the things Regent is doing right now is Dr. Gershon Moreno-Riano. He's the Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs and also a professor of government at Regent. Dr. Moreno-Riano, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Don, for having me. It's a great honor to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Well, this is such a challenging time for everybody, as I said, from that mom at home with the preschooler to college kids and families that want to know what to do in this situation. Let's talk first of all about the impact in general of COVID-19. For example, the incredible disruption in the nation's job market. Is Regent doing some things to help people deal with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've told our students and our faculty, they interact with students, that one of the things they have to do, they have to be persistent. You cannot become negative through this, downtrodden, and not do anything. You have to be persistent, very proactive, and you have to also be consistently demonstrating the value that you bring to an organization. I think businesses now more than ever are looking for individuals who can add significant value. It's even more competitive now than ever, as you can imagine. So demonstrating competitiveness and value to organizations is essential. And then also highlighting your education. So at Regent, we have a phenomenal career training center where we conduct live interviews, all kinds of career prep work for our students who have just graduated and others to prepare them. So we partner with hundreds of businesses, state-of-the-art software and programs to prepare students for the job market. And I will tell you, we have seen a skyrocket of appointments in that center by our students because they know the job market is so tough. So we're preparing them spiritually and then certainly for the job to get ready for a job market that's tough, but there's still plenty of opportunities out there.
Well, that's encouraging. We need to talk longer when we have time on that point alone, but talk also about the fact that a lot of folks are struggling financially right now, and they say, well, not only am I maybe out of work right now or I'm cut back, but what do I do in terms of the other pressures upon me? What are you doing in that regard for helping with tuitions and that sort of thing?
Sure. I mean, we realized right away that this would be a significant, you know, a pressure point for our students and new students. And one of the things we did immediately is we froze tuition for all of our classes, graduate and undergraduate, for next academic year. So we did that, and we communicated to all of our students and to all of our prospects, frozen tuition for all of our courses. And I will tell you, that was received very, very well done. There were students, both returning and new, and prospects who were very grateful, and families as well, who really just were very grateful that we did that. We also offering a healthcare hero scholarship for all nurses for our online RN to BSN and the Master of Science Nursing degree, with a significant scholarship of $5,000. And we also created a social distancing scholarship for all new students that provides them financial assistance and also brings our world-class support to help them. So, you know, we really have gone out as much as possible to let students know in a very proactive way, we're here to help you. And we did a survey of our students, and we think that about 10 to 15% of our student body, that's 1,000-plus students, have suffered significantly through COVID, either the loss of a loved one, lost jobs, hospitalization. So I think that the financial scholarships and the frozen tuition rates are going to go a long way to help our students.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. And if folks want to follow up, and I'm sure many of them listening will, what's the best way to do that, to follow up? Go on your website or call or what?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Regent.edu/social distancing. Again, regent.edu/social distancing. That will take you to that scholarship, and other opportunities will be right on there. And there's also a phone number they can call or send us an email as well. We'll be ready to help them.
Now, I also wanted to get a couple more things, if we have time, to get to them, namely the whole issue of leadership development. Regent's been known about that, or known for that, I should say, for years. I understand you have a free webinar series. What are these about?
Yeah, so we call them great talks. I asked all of our deans and schools to develop webinars for free that would help individuals across sectors of society with church. How do you do church online? You know, we have to all do this now, right? How do you do church online? How do you start up a business? How do you run your business now with the government, some of the closures? How do you maintain your mental health and maintain your leadership sort of in your home and outside? How do you educate your kids online now and help them? We created a couple dozen series of these webinars to offer free resources and expertise from our world-class faculty to the community. I will tell you, Don, it has been so well received. Hundreds of individuals across the country and from throughout the world, actually, we've received have signed up for the webinars now. They've been nothing but successful. We've received excellent feedback, notes of gratitude. And frankly, we've seen that people want to have positive news and feedback. There's so much negativity and anxiety, and they're looking for positive direction and guidance. So the Great Talks webinars were a fantastic outlet, not just for our faculty, but also in support of our communities around the world.
Last question, for time's sake, what's the landscape for higher education for Regent this fall? You know, we're not even sure some universities or colleges are going to be able to open. We don't know that for sure, I guess, depending on where they are. But what are you planning for Regent in terms of fall?
So we announced that the campus will be open for business. We are developing and finalizing a top-notch reopening plan for the fall for our on-campus students. So August, you know, we'll be reopening our campus. We have seen no shortage of demand down for Regent. We have probably the best summer enrollment we've ever had. We're having it right now online, and we're on par for the fall, our targets. But we're watching it every single day. I think what we're seeing is that students are looking at the environment and trying to figure out, is it going to be safe for me to return? Can you show me a safe and healthy campus and flexibility? And that's what we're aiming to do. Thus far, we're on track, and we're looking forward to it. But again, we're not sitting on laurels. We're watching it on a day-by-day, week-by-week basis.
Best website to go, regent.edu/social distancing. Will that take them where else they need to go?
Absolutely. Once we're there, there's a clear navigation. Any questions they have, they can find them there or get in touch with us via the email, phone numbers on the website.
Great to talk with you. I hope we can do it on a longer basis.
Thank you, Don. Likewise, thank you so much.
All right. That is Dr. Gerson Moreno-Riano. He is, he's got a couple of posts that he's responsible for leadership there. He's the Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs and a Professor of Government at Regent. And that website you want to make use of, regent.edu /social distancing. All one word. Social distancing, all one word.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
During difficult times, it's important not to be frozen by fear or complacency, thinking that Congress, the Fed, or your current financial planner will fix the impact of the pandemic on your retirement savings. The bottom line is, no one else is going to care about your retirement the way you do. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth, and reset your retirement for income using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book and a no-obligation call with an income specialist. 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store. Where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say, if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's N-U-HomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at WAVA.com. Click on Shop Local.
Has humor and freedom of speech been smothered to the point of no return? From the creators of No Safe Spaces comes the Facebook Live event, Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy. Wednesday, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Hosted by Eric Metaxas, the stars of No Safe Spaces, Adam Carolla, and Dennis Prager will be there. It'll be a lively hour-long conversation about the state of comedy and free speech today and the challenges of making the movie No Safe Spaces. To be part of this event, just follow No Safe Spaces on Facebook. Questions for Eric, Dennis, and Adam can be asked on Facebook using hashtag No Safe Spaces. And get your DVD or stream No Safe Spaces now and save 25% while supplies last at nosafespaces.com, promo code SAVE25. Don't miss Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the No Safe Spaces Facebook page. A safe space for laughter and free speech.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Well, we know the nation continues to struggle, grapple with incredibly disruptive results from COVID-19, the pandemic that seemingly is, well, it's not here forever, but it feels like it to a lot of folks. And virtually no area of our national or our individual lives has been left unaffected. I'm sure you would agree. Families' daily schedules, kids' schooling, unemployment figures spiking to some of the highest numbers ever, businesses closing, some of which sadly may never open again. And more, a recurring question for a lot of folks have been, where's God in all of this? And what's he trying to say to us? And will life ever return to some kind of normalcy? And, of course, all of this directly impacting what I call the backbone, one of the great backbones of American life throughout its history, the churches in our country. Well, joining us to talk about these things, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, current president, CEO of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. You know him as a pastor, pastor emeritus, as a matter of fact, of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas. Most recent president for the last couple of years of our National Day of Prayer Task Force, author of a number of books, his most recent, How to Pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God. His website is his name, ronniefloyd.com. Twitter handle is @ronniefloyd. And Dr. Floyd, always an honor to welcome you to the show.
Don, great to be with you, a fellow pastor. Thank you for the privilege to be able to speak today.
Well, we need to hear voices such as yours, my friend. And because you have such a vast ministry that connects all across the world, really, what are you seeing as to the impact on churches all across the country with this whole situation so far?
Well, obviously, you know, people not going to church has been completely different. They are going to worship online. And obviously, our churches have adapted, which I'm highly pleased with. Those churches that had not been having services online, they found a way, and thank God for that. And so we're grateful for the technological advance that may have taken 5 to 10 to 20 years to accomplish. It all happened in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks, and so that I'm grateful for. You know, Don, the real key is how long will this duration go on? Obviously, this is very challenging. There's no question about it. It's challenging for pastors the longer it goes, but it's also challenging to people. But I'm seeing churches do innovative things of caring for their people, of pouring in their leaders, and connecting with other churches that are walking through the same thing they're walking through. For example, I've conducted, I don't even know how many Zoom calls, and I've talked to a few thousand pastors that are Southern Baptist pastors. I've talked to a few pastors that are not Southern Baptist pastors, but they're pastors of large churches in America. And one thing about COVID-19, it puts everybody on equal ground. It doesn't matter how big your church is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter, you know, what your generation may be. We are all in a need, a deep need for God and a deep need for each other. And we're learning the power of needing both of those more than ever before.
And when you agree, that's really what God is saying to us. People are saying, what's he saying? And is this intentional on his part? Well, we know that God always has intention with what he allows to happen sovereignly. But what do you believe in that regard? Is God really trying to get through to us in a new way? We've never been through this mess quite like this before.
No, yeah, this is a generational moment. Those who lived through 9/11 had a generational moment, and those who lived in World War II or the Vietnam War, those were generational moments. We are in a generational moment. There is no question about it. And it will alter things from now on. If nothing else, it may alter mindsets. Some people are predicting the worst of the worst economically or in business or in church. And, you know, only God knows where all that's going. But here's what I tell people I think God is teaching us. I think God is teaching us, number one, above all, that we need him more than ever before. Number two, we need each other more than ever before. And I think the third thing he's teaching us is that we need to be more committed to the fulfillment of the Great Commission than ever before. And all of this comes back to needing desperately the next great spiritual awakening in America. And I think we could be on the brink of that awakening because of all of the great things that are happening, even in the midst of enormous mountains that our churches are climbing and lay people are climbing. But I'm telling you, people are calling out to God, Don, and I've seen more people committed to praying with other people than I've ever seen before among leaders. Mm-hmm. And this is highly encouraging to me, even in the midst of adversity.
I couldn't agree with you more. There is that. In fact, I found it interesting that you just kind of, I believe, updated and revised your book on prayer just last year, and quite timely, I would say.
Well, you know, Don, they told me, they said, hey, Ron, you printed this book 20 years ago, or we released it for you 20 years ago. And we think that it's worthy of a re-release because it's still around and people respond to it. We want you to go in and, you know, change a few illustrations, maybe add a couple of chapters, and we'll be good. Well, once I got in it, Don, that turned into a major writing project because I rewrote 90% of the book and also wrote 5 brand new chapters. So bottom line is it is fully, it's almost like a brand new book, and it is new in the look, but it's obviously new content as well. And I'm very grateful they did that. That book has been sent by some of our organizations all over the world, and, you know, we've gotten really great feedback. People want to pray, as you know, Pastor. You know that. I mean, you see. But the struggle many times is, how do I do that?
Yeah.
From the smallest thing of pray for my family or for my church or my pastor to something major, like how do we pray for America?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do we pray about healing? How do we ask God to heal somebody? How do we do that? Well, I've tried to provide us a biblical format on all those fronts, as well as deal with the practical sides of that in how to do that in your life.
The book's called How to Pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God, available, I'm sure, to your usual sources. RonnieFloyd.com is Dr. Floyd's website. I also wanted to get your thoughts on the heavy hand of government on the part of some. Thank God, not all, but some of the governors, some of the mayors have been taking real liberties unwarranted, unconstitutionally against the churches. How concerned are you about that happening in this context where it's giving an opportunity for a power grab that's rather frightening?
Well, it has been rather frightening, and I won't name certain states. I'll let everybody else do that. But I know I just got an email this afternoon because I was with a few major leaders last week in one of the many Zoom calls I was on. And they brought up to me a certain situation in a particular state, and they said, how would you tell us to do it and then deal with this? It was like 4 or 5 of some of the leading pastors that were on this one, that were in this one state. I said, what I would do is that I would, all of you, make a formal appeal to the governor's office and see if they would come to reason about this matter in a better way. And you know what? He notified me that they've come around, and that's what they did. I think one of the things the church needs to do is communicate with its leaders. It needs to communicate with the leaders of our states, because right now those state leaders are very influential, and they're leading in ways they never would have dreamt that they would have been empowered to lead. But we don't need any governor overreaching the boundaries of what his office calls him to do. And the interesting thing is we don't need them to overreach anywhere, but we definitely don't need them to overreach in relation to religious liberty. I mean, the church cannot go to sleep in this and say, you know, well, this is the way it's going to be. Maybe it is on certain situations. I get that. That's fine. But the bottom line is that we cannot lose what, you know, religious liberty is one of the founding principles of our country, Don. And how in the world can we negotiate that in certain ways that some might attempt that we should negotiate that? I just don't think that that's what we need to do. And, you know, thank God for Matt. I know Matt pretty well, men like him and so many others. There's so many great organizations today that get in it, you know, and they're willing to at least ask the questions. You know, we just have to – here's another thing, Don. I think – we just have to be sweet and kind and loving, but we need to be firm, you know, and we need to say, wait a minute, you know, and that's all going to be done in the right spirit, and pray that God will use it in the right way at the right time with the right organization, the right setting. And I think the politicians, many of them that are in that political office, whatever their office may be, whatever realm of government, because the governor's not making all those decisions alone. He's got a team of people around him, and everybody's going to speak from their frame of reference, and we have a much more, less than conservative government in some of these states and some of the regions, And so, you know, they're going to speak from that. Well, that's fine, but we also need to let them hear from those of us that don't necessarily agree with that. We just need to do it in the right way, in the right spirit. I have always found people to be reasonable when I present the argument in a reasonable manner back to them and ask them to consider. Demanding this and demanding that doesn't usually get us anywhere.
Well, there's a lot more we could talk about, my friend. I hope we can have you back for a visit. You're a leader in one of the, well, the largest Protestant denomination in the country. Love to have you come back, talk about some of the challenges and what you see for the SBC in the near future. We try to do that, all right?
I look forward to it. God bless you in all that you do. Continue forward, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, and again, that book that we've just mentioned a couple of times, just completely rewritten as most of pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God. And you can check his work and ministry out at ronniefloyd.com. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, his Twitter handle is at Ronnie Floyd. All right, we're coming back with more. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate. At WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, we've got road closures due to an accident. This is going to affect both your northbound and southbound commute on 25th Street, right between Minnesota Avenue and Q Street. Keep in mind that the accident does involve an overturned vehicle with entrapment, so be sure to slow down and use caution as you maneuver through that area. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 50. Some sunshine tomorrow, giving way to clouds. Tomorrow's high 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 64. Breezy Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday's high 85. A shower or a thunderstorm in spots Saturday morning. Otherwise, rather cloudy skies. We'll see a high Saturday of 82. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Well, I mentioned at the outset of our show today that we are making great progress in our campaign with American Leprosy Missions. And it's only because of what you've been doing, folks. So I want to thank you so much for doing that. As of start of show today, our goal, 1,000 children to receive that desperately needed medicine to cure them of leprosy. You've provided for 775 of those kids, leaving 225 to go. And some of the folks who helped us get to this point, Carol in Upper Marlboro, a $30 gift, Jane in Bowie, $15, Sylvia in Annapolis, $200, an anonymous donor from Fort Meade, $300 a month for 12 months. Also, Yvonne in Beltsville, $300, Carmen in Springfield, $150, Aaron in Upper Marlboro, a $200 gift, Ronald in Ashton, $75. Folks, that's how you've been getting it done, and we thank you so much for it. I have no doubt we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Mission and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It is a powerful story when somebody who went with a disease like leprosy into a facility comes back home restored. That's a big transformation in the minds of many, because then they can see, so it is true. This disease can be cured.
Scott Wilder with me from American Leprosy Missions, painting a very clear picture. And Scott, you've seen the work of American Leprosy Missions. They are working in a number of different countries. Am I correct in saying there were 16 at least?
16. Yeah, 16 countries around the world. And today, you know, you can reach out and you can make a difference today. And in fact, we're waiting on your phone call right now. You do a one-time gift. You could do a monthly gift if you want to. The phone number is toll-free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. In this half hour, we want to do this for 75 kids. Now, that's $30 per child, 75 kids. $90 cures three, $150 cures five, more cures more, $600 cures 20. The phone number to call is toll-free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980 is the phone number. And if we do this for 75, this half hour, you say, well, how much is that? 75 times 30, that's $2,250. $2,250. Maybe you're a numbers person. You say, okay, I can do the 250. Let's round that down to 2,000. Or maybe you say, I'll do 2,000 or I'll do 1,000. That rounds it down to 1,250. The phone number is toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. And our goal this half hour is to provide the cure, to deliver the cure to 75 children, knowing that 52 children a day are diagnosed worldwide with leprosy. So call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner when you go to WAVA.com.
Now, as I recall, we mentioned it earlier, this is gospel-driven, folks. That's critical. That's important to so many of you. This is in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. not just saying so, but doing it. It's really the matrix in which this ministry was born. But as I understand it and I recall, this includes even giving Bibles and other life-changing resources that bring people closer to the Lord in addition to the cure. Am I right?
It does. It's exactly the case. And so today, I mean, you're delivering the temporal cure, the cure for us while we're here, but also the cure for us for eternity. We know that which ails all mankind is a separation from Christ. And so today, you can do this in Jesus' name, but then also you're sending the Word of God. You're sending the saving message of Jesus when you do this today. You know, Don, I have, let me give the number again real quick, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980 is the phone number.
I'm 58 years old. It took me a full 57 years to learn a lesson. And let me just share it. I'm embarrassed because most people probably already think this way. But it took me that long. And inside the last year, I've sort of had an epiphany. I used to say, you know this, Don, because I'd say it with you. I talk about how God has blessed us. And he's blessed us. Why has he blessed us so? You know, is it because we're good? Is it because we're better? Is it because we're Americans? Because we speak English? Because we eat three times a day and bathe once a day? No, it's none of that stuff. He blesses us because he loves us, and we are blessed to bless. And that's true. Everything about that is true. There was nothing. I didn't believe anything wrong. I just believed something that wasn't complete. And inside the last year, what I really have come to understand, not believe, but know, is that God's blessings that flow to us are not just evidence that he loves us. Because he loves the people he doesn't bless the same way he blesses us. He loves them just as much. So why then would he bless us so? It's not just that he loves us. That's true. The blessings that flow to us are evidence that God loves us. But bigger than that, they are evidence that God trusts us. That he trusts us not to just be people that have blessings flow to us, but they become blessings that flow through us. That God will continue to bless us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us, not just to us. That's a lesson I learned in the last year. So, I mean, I'm really excited about having learned it. I feel like I used to tell my kid, my boys and my daughter, learning is fun. They don't always feel fun, but learning is fun. And, you know, when I sort of came on that reality, I thought, how could I not have understood this for so long? How could I have lived, really, a whole life and not really have understood? To understand that the blessings are evidence that God loves us, but it's so much more than that. And now it becomes not a deal where Don Crow is telling you, hey, what are you going to do with that? Or Scott or American Leprosy Mission or somebody else, Wava, telling you that. This is the Lord. The fact that you're listening right now is evidence that you've been blessed. You've been blessed by where you are, and you've been blessed by when you are. And I would just say, what are we going to do with that now? I would say we want to be conduits through which they flow to others. We are blessed to bless. We are blessed for the purpose of being set forth to bless others. And that's what we're doing today. 800-979-1980 or click the banner at WAVA.com. Every $90 cures 3 of leprosy, 60 for a brother and sister, 300 for 10, 600 cures 20 of leprosy. Our goal this half hour is 75. How many are you going to do right now at 800-979-1980 or click the banner at WAVA.com?
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house
house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
This is Albert Moeller for Townhall.com. The death of Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man in Georgia, has highlighted some big issues in the rule of law. Last week, we saw an arrest of two white men charged with murder and aggravated assault and the fatal shooting of the 25-year-old. Once video of the incident surfaced on social media, the story rightfully exploded all over the media and in the public consciousness. Many are rightly asking why it took 74 days between the shooting and an eventual arrest. The Attorney General in Georgia on Sunday announced doing just the right thing, that Georgia would ask the United States government through the Department of Justice to conduct an investigation, as the DOJ is uniquely equipped to do. This is exactly what the rule of law looks like, and we'll be watching the case closely. For now, our prayer must be with the Arbery family and with the entire community as they grieve their loss and as we look for justice. I'm Albert Moeller.
ADF, fighting for those whose religious freedom is being violated.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
It's a holistic restoration, I would call it. It's not just a medication, but there is also the love of Christ that is brought to them in a way that they can be able to see they belong.
That's really what it is, folks. The tangible bringing of the love of Jesus Christ right to the people who desperately need to know they're loved. Scott, you mentioned it at the outset of this hour. That's one of the many penalties paid through no fault of their own, of those who carry this disease. They lose contact socially, emotionally, and sadly even spiritually if they don't know the Lord.
You know, you're right, Don, and we are talking, we almost use it jokingly about social distancing and social distancing. Finally, the world is coming around to my lifestyle, social distancing. And we joke around about that kind of stuff, but we only joke around about it because we haven't really understood that this is the way some people have to live all the time. This is our right now. I mean, many times when we talked about this, we said, what must it be like if everybody is in the same situation where anyone you might turn to for help is suffering the same way you are? And we have a taste of that now, but we have every sense that this will end at some point, and even if we can't say exactly how or when, it will, and it will turn around for us. But this is our right now. This is there always. And, you know, I've said before, when this is over, and it will be over, all that will be left, what we will remember most, is how we treated each other. How did it make us behave? Did we use it as an excuse to do nothing good? Or did we understand this is an opportunity for us to understand how blessed we are and to reach out beyond ourselves and be used by God to be Jesus with skin on, to make love a verb, for it to be something we do and not just something we say? Or will we not? Was it all about us? You know, we watched everything on Netflix and we're almost through with the internet. You know, that's what we did during COVID-19, or did we see beyond ourselves and say, Lord, what would you have me do today? You've blessed me with safety. You've blessed me with health. You've blessed me with financial ability. And just the savings alone. I mean, honestly, I have found myself with a few extra dollars here and there. I think, how did I get extra dollars? I didn't think I could have extra dollars. How come every month I wouldn't have these extra dollars? Well, I'm not going out to eat. I'm not going anywhere, you know, to eat. I'm not buying gasoline as much because I'm not driving hardly at all. And when I do, it's cheaper than it was. If you got the PPP check, that's a few extra bucks in your pocket. If you got the tax refund, that's some extra bucks in your pocket. Now the question is, will you share? Would you share? And today you have a great opportunity. $90 cures three of leprosy and delivers the saving knowledge of Christ. $150 cures five. $300 cures 10. This half hour, only a few minutes left, we have a goal of delivering the cure to 75. That is $2,250. $2,250. Somebody listening right now might hear that somebody earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, gave the $3,000 one-time gift. And you might say, you know what? If that person did it, I can do it. And if you've given, would you pray that someone else will come alongside and they would say, you know, if they did it, I'm going to do it. Because when we all do this together, you know, we were saying we're all in this together. What does that mean, though? We're all in this together. If it doesn't mean that we should reach down and, number one, understand that we are blessed, and then number two, understand how God would have us be a blessing to others. That is the whole point of we're all in this together. Call right now, toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, and you can provide that cure. $300 provides 10, $600 provides 20, $90 provides 3 cures. 800-979-1980.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword HEAL.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, "Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when He comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
And of course, here you can give quickly at WAVA.com. Either website works, however. Scott Wilder with me. And of course, Scott, it's exciting to see how huge a change we can bring to a human being with just a $30 gift.
Isn't that something? I mean, really, it is. It turns everything around. I mean, when you have a child that has leprosy, I've told you before about being overseas, being in Ghana, being in Cote d'Ivoire, being in Africa. 14th trip to Africa was my last trip to Africa. When you're there and when you go deep, deep into the villages, I mean, you actually go into the literal end of the road, the end of the road. The road ends, and you get out of the Jeep, and then you walk another 2 hours. You know, because I know you've done it too, Don. You go deep into the villages and deep past the creeks and, you know, jungles, and you find these villages where we have the opportunity to diagnose and then treat and, of course, deliver the cure for those suffering from leprosy. 52 every single day children are diagnosed with leprosy. Of course, more than that actually contract it. One of the things about this COVID-19 thing that's got our attention is, okay, how many people have been diagnosed might be different from how many people have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that, but, you know, we have so many safety nets here in the United States. I'm telling you, if you're diagnosed with leprosy in another country, we are their safety net. We don't have to wonder what would Jesus do. Just have to do what he did do, you know, when the man with leprosy came to Christ and said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing?" We can't heal and restore the same way Jesus did, but we can respond to that question the way he did. Are you willing? Yes, I'm willing. And you can do that right now. $90 cures 3, $150 cures 5, $300 cures 10. And I would say just maybe count up your kids and grandkids. I remember being on the air with you once, Don, and one of your listeners said, "I counted up my kids, I counted on my grandkids and my great-grandkids, and I'll do it for 17. The phone number is 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
You've never seen yourself, folks, as a world changer. I know that's a big term, but believe me, that's what you are when you make that call and make that gift.
Amen.
Whatever the amount is, you are a world changer at 800-979-1980 or on our website, WAVA.com.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com. Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at WAVA.com. Click on Shop Local.
Lives change here.
You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.